Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord for the another opportunity that we can share in His presence.
感谢主，在他的同在当中，又给我们有机会来交通。
The burden that I have to share today is to continue to fellowship on the matter of the building up of this church.
今天我交通的负担依旧是教会的建造。
Specifically on the matter of the ministry of the word in God's house.
特别着重于神家中神话语的指示。
Let us read a few scriptures.
让我们先来读一些经文。
The first part of the scriptures we're going to read is from the book of Psalms.
第一处是来自于诗篇。
Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Verse 89.
诗篇119篇89节。
Psalms 119 verse 89.
诗篇119篇89节。
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
耶和华啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
And then we're going to read Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11.
接下来是以赛亚书55章11节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11.
以赛亚书55章11节。
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall do that which I please, and it shall accomplish that for which I sent it.
我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
And then we're going to turn to the New Testament.
接下来是新约。
Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
罗马书9章28节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 28.
罗马书9章28节。
For the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly.
因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速的完结。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much.
主耶稣，我们的心感谢你。
That you have given us your word this morning.
谢谢你今天早上给我们你的话。
And we ask that your eternal spirit will reveal the meaning to us.
我们祈求你永远的灵会将你话的真谛启示给我们。
Lord, we really need you.
我们真的是需要你。
Help us to catch a glimpse of this glorious eternal work that you are doing right now among us.
帮助我们真的是看见你在我们中间现在做的那永远工作的荣耀。
We lift up this time into your hand.
我们真的是把接下来的时间都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
我们侍奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. From the verses that we have just read,
在我们刚刚读的这些经文中，
we know that the word of God is eternal.
我们知道神的话是永远的。
And the word of God is settled in heaven.
神的话也是安定在天的。
And his word spoken has such power and authority.
因为他所说出来的话是如此的有能力和权柄。
It will not return in vain.
一经说出就不会突然返回。
Instead, when God's word is spoken,
只要神的话说出来，
there must be a guaranteed result.
那就一定会有一个必然的结果。
To finish what God has intended to accomplish.
就是要成就神想要成就的事。
This is not some grand concept in heaven.
这并不是一个只存在于天上的一个宏伟的概念。
Because the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
因为道成了肉身住在我们中间。
That's why from the book of Romans chapter 9 verse 28 we see.
所以从罗马书9章28节这里我们看见。
The Lord himself will execute his word on the earth.
主耶稣基督会在地上亲自的施行他的话。
At the same time,
同时
The work that the Lord is doing today on earth is in accordance to His word spoken.
主在地上今天要做的工作也是根据于他的话。
And His work is thorough.
他的工作是彻底的。
Comprehensive.
是全面的。
Complete.
也是完全的。
And also His work is urgent.
同时他的工作是迫切的。
It's quick.
是快速的。
Without delay.
没有任何的耽延。
And we know that the church is the focal point of its work today.
我们知道教会是主现在工作的中心。
Because Jesus said,
因为主耶稣说
On this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And this is the church of the living God.
教会对不起，这是永生神的教会。
The pillar and the support of the truth.
真理的柱石和根基。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
We know the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
我们知道全世界都是握在那恶者的手下。
There are lies and falsehood everywhere in this world.
所以这个世界充斥着，到处都是充斥着谎言和假冒。
But the church ought to be the pillar and the support of the truth.
但是教会理应成为真理的柱石和根基。
To reject falsehood from this world.
拒绝从这个世界来的所有的虚谎。
To hold fast to the word of truth.
持守真理的道。
So what is the truth?
那什么是真理呢?
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路,真理,生命。
And we also know from John chapter 17,
从约翰福音十七章这里我们也知道,
the word spoken by God is truth.
神所说的话就是真理。
And thank the Lord,
感谢主。
Because he knows that we cannot enter into the reality of the truth by ourselves.
因为主知道靠着我们自己不可能进入真理的实际。
So he has given us the Holy Spirit.
所以主将他的圣灵赐下给我们。
To be with us forever.
永远地住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
圣灵也被称作真理的灵。
To guide us into all truth.
引导我们进入一切的真理。
And this is how the Lord is building up His church today.
这也是主今天建造他教会的方式。
The more brothers and sisters are built up in the word of truth.
如果有更多的弟兄姊妹们是在真理的道上被建立。
The more the word of God becomes precious to us.
那么神的道对于我们来说就会越发的被宝贵。
The word of God has such authority in our individual lives.
那么神的话在我们个人的生命当中就会彰显出他的权柄。
And because of that,
因此
the Holy Spirit can gain such freedom among the saints.
那么圣灵在我们聚集当中就会得着自由。
And the word of God becomes so lively and active in our fellowship.
那在我们的交通当中，神的道就会变得活泼，而且有功效。
Because the presence of God is so real.
因为，主的同在是那么的真实。
And there's such a pure spiritual atmosphere in our gathering.
那在我们的聚集当中，就会产生一个纯净的属灵的氛围。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
is this our desire?
这是我们的渴慕吗？
When the Lord sees our gathering together today,
当今天主看见我们聚集的时候
Will he smile and say I can find rest in this group of people?
他会笑着对我们说他能够在我们中间找到安息吗
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We pray that this is the spiritual condition here in our local assembly
我们祷告这也能成为我们本地聚会的一个属灵光景
May the Lord give us grace
愿主真的是赐给我们恩典
That we can all be built up together in loveAnd in truth.
好让我们在爱和真理当中能够一同的被建造。
If we read the book of Acts,
如果我们读《使徒行传》,
we can find that in a place called Berea, there is a group of saints.
在比里亚这个地方有一群圣徒。
Precious gathering.
他们的聚集非常宝贵。
We can see that the Lord has done such wonderful work in the early churches.
我们可以看见在那里神主耶稣在早期的教会做了很奇妙的工作。
If we look at Acts chapter 17,
如果我们读使徒行传第十七章
verse 11,
第十一节
Acts chapter 17 verse 11,
使徒行传十七章第十一节
They received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so.
在那里说到比里亚的圣徒们，他们热切渴慕神的道，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
The saints from Berea did not just read the scripture like the Jewish teachers.
比里亚的圣徒，他们读圣经，不像基督教的教师们，不像犹太教的教师们。
They have this great eagerness to receive the word of the Lord.
他们对主的话是有一个热切的渴慕，所以甘心领受这道。
Why?
为什么?
Because their hearts were enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
因为他们的心眼 被圣灵所打开。
They not only search the scriptures like some kind of religious text or Christian storybook.
他们考察圣经，并不是将圣经当作一个宗教的典籍，或者是说基督徒的圣经故事来看。
But in the light of His Word,
却是在主话的光中。
They realized the scripture was actually bearing witness for Jesus Christ.
他们发现圣经其实是为耶稣基督做见证的。
And because of that,
因此
they were brought before the Lord of Life to receive His living Word.
他们就被带到生命的主的面前来领受这一个活泼的话语。
That is why Jesus said,
这就是为什么主耶稣说
The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
This ought to be our normal spiritual condition before the Lord.
这也应当成为我们每一个人在主面前一个正常的属灵光景。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do we still have this great eagerness for receiving the word of the Lord?
我们是否对于领受神的话还有这样子热切的渴慕呢？
I think this is not only a question or encouragement for new believers.
这并不是对刚信主的人的一个提问。
But this is also a searching question for all of us.
这应当是对每一个人内心的一个省察。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
If you abide in me,
你们若常在我里面
My words abide in you.
我的话也常在你们里面。
When we were first saved,
当我们刚蒙拯救的时候
there was such a joy of salvation in our hearts.
我们的心中有很大的得救的喜悦。
I believe that many brothers and sisters have such experience.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有这样子喜悦的经历。
But as time goes by,
但是随着年月的过去
why does our joy in the Holy Spirit seems to fade away?
为什么我们在圣灵中的喜乐好像渐渐消散了呢？
Perhaps we have neglected the importance of abiding in the Lord.
可能是因为我们忽略了常住在主里面的重要性。
If we learn to obey the Holy Spirit in small things,
如果我们学习在小事上来顺服圣灵，
then we can abide in Him.
那我们就能够常住在主的里面。
And His Word abides in us.
那么主的话就会常在我们里面。
The living words become our spiritual and nourishment.
主活泼的言语就会成为我们属灵生命的供养。
To keep us strong in our faith.
使我们在信心当中能够强健。
Recently, the Lord has put two points in my heart that I want to share with brothers and sisters this morning.
最近神在我的心中放下两个点，想与弟兄姊妹们来交通。
Number one,
第一点
we need the living word of God.
我们需要神活泼的言语。
Number two,
第二点
we need the accurate handling of the word of God.
我们要按着正义分解真理的道。
First point,
先交通第一点。
We really, really need the living word of God.
我们实在是需要神活泼的言语。
Without the living word of God,
如果没有神的活道，
we can be easily deceived by all kinds of different ways and methods in the world.
我们会很容易被世界上各样的事物所欺哄。
That's why in Psalms 119 verse 105 it says,
这是为什么诗篇119篇105节这里说到，
Your word is a lamp to my feet.And a light to my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Indeed.
是的。
His word not only can expose our current spiritual conditions.
主的话不仅仅是显明我们当前的一个属灵光景。
But it also can illuminate the way of life ahead of us.
他的话也能够照明我们生命前方的路。
To show us the right direction.
指引我们正确的方向。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that true?
弟兄姊妹们，这是真实的吗？
Many times we slowly drift away because of our bad decisions.
很多时候可能因为我们做了一些错误的决定就慢慢的随流失去了。
But when the Holy Spirit shines light in our hearts through His Word,
但是当圣灵借着他的话照进我们心里的时候，
then suddenly we realize how much we have deviated from His purpose.
我们很快就会发现我们和神的旨意已经相去甚远了。
That is the convicting work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵在我们心中做的光照和提醒的工作。
With the intent to bring us back to His right path.
为了挽回我们，重新的带我们回到正路。
The second point.
第二点。
We really, really need the accurate handling of the Word of God.
我们实在是需要按着正义来分解真理的道。
If we read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, we'll find this.
如果我们读提摩太后书二章十五节，我们就会发现。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
In Darby's translation,
在 Darby 的版本当中，
the word accurately handling is translated as cutting a straight line.
按着正义分解被翻成以直线做切割。
That is cutting a straight line, the word of truth.
就是以直线切割分解真理的道。
This is referring to the importance of the ministry of the word in God's house.
这就让我们看见在神的家中神话语之事的重要性。
And the ministry of the word is not only limited to Sunday messages.
神话语的执事不是单单局限于主日的信息。
The ministry of the word touches on every aspect of our gathering.
在我们的聚会当中，神话语的执事是触及到每一方面的。
Let me share a few examples.
我想给出一些例子。
Prayer meetings.
譬如说祷告聚会。
What is the purpose of our Tuesday night prayer meetings?
礼拜二的祷告聚会目的何在呢？
It is good to be able to see brothers and sisters.
能见到弟兄姊妹，这当然很好。
To catch up on how they are doing in their lives, that's good.
了解彼此的近况，这也很好。
But the church prayer meeting is a spiritual battle.
但是教会的祷告聚会是属灵的征战。
To pray for God's kingdom and His righteousness.
为着神的国和神的义来祷告。
To fight and resist the attacks of the kingdom of darkness.
用来抵抗黑暗国度的攻击，并且与其征战。
To protect the spiritual atmosphere in our assembly.
保守聚会当中属灵的氛围。
What is the effective weapon in this spiritual battle in prayers?
那么在祷告聚会这一个属灵征战当中，什么是我们手中的利器呢？
We need to take up the whole armor of God.
我们需要拿起神全副的军装。
We need the sword of the Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的宝剑。
The word of God.
就是神的道。
To expose the lies of Satan.
因为神的道可以曝光所有撒旦的谎言。
To crush the enemy's dominion.
并且粉碎仇敌的权势。
To set free the brothers and sisters who are trapped by the enemy.
可以使那一些被仇敌捆绑的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
How much we need the timely and accurate word of God in our prayer meetings.
在我们的祷告聚会当中，我们是多么的需要神那一个应时并且精准的话语被释放。
This is so important.
这很重要。
Another example.
另一个例子。
Children and youth ministry.
就是我们的儿童和青少年的服事。
The younger generation are under such targeted attack by the enemy in their minds.
在这个时代，我们年轻的一代，他们的心思意念实在是仇敌攻击的目标。
They are exposed to all kinds of strange teachings in schools and in the society.
因为他们每一天都在面对从这个社会和，对不起。因为他们每一天都在面对从这个社会和学校来的各样怪异的教导。
What can we do as parents and counselors?
我们作为辅导的弟兄姊妹和家长应当做什么？
We cannot crush them with the high doctrine of Christianity.
我们不能用基督教的那些高深的教条道理来压垮他们。
But they need the word of God.
他们需要神的话。
We need to nurture them, to feed them with the pure spiritual milk from the Word of God.
我们需要从神的话中以那一个纯净的灵奶来喂养他们。
To help them to walk on the right path.
帮助他们行在那一个对的路上。
This is so important.
这很重要。
There are so many more examples that we can share in the house of God.
在神的家中还有很多其他的例子可以分享。
But we don't have time to share all of them today.
但是我们今天没有时间了。
But the point is this,
但重点是,
in all aspects of our ministries,
在我们所有服事的方方面面,
we need to ask the Lord to teach us how to handle the word of truth accurately.
我们需要求问主，祈求主教导我们如何按着正义来分解真理的道。
So that the word of God can cut straight through the soul and the spirit.
可以让神的话能够直接的刺入，并且精准的剖开我们的灵与魂。
To shine light in our hearts to discern our thoughts and intentions.
将他的话能够照射在我们的心里，辨明我们心中的主意和思念。
So that there's no room for the devil to confuse us by taking advantage of ambiguity in the word.
不给仇敌留任何的地步，利用对神话语那些似是而非的解读来混淆我们。
May the Lord give us the love of the truth.
真的是愿神赐给我们一个爱慕真理的心。
To love pure spiritual food.
能够爱慕纯净的属灵的食物。
And we can be built up together in this love and in truth.
好让我们在爱和真理当中能够被建造起来。
So that God can execute His word among us thoroughly, quickly.And without hindrance.
好让神在我们当中能够毫无拦阻的快速并且彻底的施行他的话。
We'll pass the following time to Brother 师伯。
把时间交给师伯弟兄。
我们实在感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
刚才记得弟兄再次来提醒我们。
That the Lord was able to use our brother to remind us.
就是神的话不仅是宝贵的。
That the word of God is not only precious.
神的话事实上也是圣灵的宝剑。
But that it is
the
sword of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要在神的话上面用心。
So we really need to be diligent in reading the word of God.
我们感谢主，主从来没有放弃我们。
We praise the Lord that He has never let us go.
至少在我个人而言，在我蒙恩得救的时候
，in my own personal experience,
弟兄姐妹们，主就借着弟兄姐妹们告诉我说，要读神的话。
That the Lord was able to use brothers and sisters to remind me to read the Word of God.
那我相信弟兄姐妹们蒙恩得救的时候，相信也接受到同样的劝勉。
And I trust when brothers and sisters also first believe that the Lord was able to use other brothers and sisters to remind them.
所以今天我们在听到主的话，我们愿意我们彼此劝勉，我们真的是在主的话上要留心。
So the Lord is able to remind us once again that we need to be diligent in reading His word.
那这是在主面前寻求，主要我看一下乃曼的故事。
And this morning, the Lord has given me the burden to share on the story of Naaman.
我们知道乃曼这个人在新约福音书中主亲自也有提过。
And we know that the story of Naaman was referenced in the Gospels by the Lord.
路加福音四章二十七节。
And in Luke chapter 4 verse 27.
我们读一下。
Let's read it together.
先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed but only Naaman the Syrian.
所以主耶稣基督当时在地上的时候，他也提到乃曼这个人。
And while the Lord Jesus was here on this earth, he mentioned Naaman.
那我相信弟兄姐妹对乃曼的故事也非常熟悉。
And I trust brothers and sisters are very familiar with the story of Naaman.
那我们印象中知道乃曼他是一个将军，是一个军队的元帅。
And we know that Naaman was the commander of an army.
但是很不幸的他得了大麻风。
And, but, unfortunately, he, was afflicted with leprosy.
我们来这个故事呢是记录在列王记下的第五章。
And the story of Naaman is recorded in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5.
我们先来看第五章第一节。
So if we turn to 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大。因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master and highly respected because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper.
这第一节我们看得很清楚，乃曼得了大麻风。
And we see very clearly that in verse 1 that Naaman had received, was afflicted with leprosy.
但在第一节里面我们要请弟兄姐妹要注意一句话。
But, I want brothers and sisters to take note of one word.
这里讲到说是因耶和华曾借他，就是乃曼，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜。
And it says in verse 1, because by him, and that him is Naaman, the Lord had given victory to Aram.
所以我们这里看见说亚兰人这个是一个外邦的国家。
And we know that the Arameans are a Gentiles.
但他们得胜。
But they receive victory.
但是神要我们注意到这一点，是神使他们得胜。
And we want to take note that the Lord was the one who gave victory to them.
所以弟兄姐妹，所有世界上发生的事情都是神在掌权的。
So we know that all the things that are happening in this world, that the Lord is the one that is governing over all.
但是我们要知道说，神永远是那一位有旨意的神。
And we know that the Lord is the one who has the purpose.
那我们读列王记，我们也知道说，这亚兰人的得胜也是因为神要用亚兰人来教导以色列人。
And we know that in the book of 2 Kings that the Lord is able to use the kingdom of Aram to teach the people of Israel.
因为那时候神的子民以色列人实在是非常的败坏。
We know that at that time the Israelite nation was very corrupt.
所以神不得已就必须要用这些外邦的国家来教导教训以色列人。
And the Lord had to use these Gentile nations in order to teach Israel.
但是我们也知道神的心意不是就只是要教训以色列人。
But we know that the Lord was not only trying to
teach Israel, 而是
希望以色列人能够悔改, but that he hoped that they would return back to him,
就是要回到神的面前,
that they would return back to his presence.
所以我们第一节我们注意到说不仅是乃曼掌了大麻风但是我们看到神仍然在掌权。
And we note that in verse 1 that Naaman was not only a leper, but that the Lord was able to use him to give them victory.
好，我们再来读第二节和第三节。
And let's read verse 2 and 3.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。”
Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. But she said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy.
我们读到第二节，我们觉得有一个字非常的叫我们稀奇。
And we're very, as we read verse 2, one phrase gives us some captivates us.
因为这里讲到是小女子
，and it speaks on a little girl，
特别讲到小
，and this phrase little。
那我们知道这个小，我想也许是讲到这个女孩她是个小孩子
，and it might speak on how this girl is a child。
也许讲到这个女孩她的身高不高
，or it might speak on how this girl is short in stature。
但是这个小，这个他给我们感觉就是说，神要我们看见这个女孩，事实上她好像在人世中并不是一个很显明的人物。
But the Lord wants us to note that this girl is one that is not very extraordinary in the eyes of man.
一个小女子。
Just a little girl.
但是我们却读这两节，看见这小女子身上彰显了许多基督生命里面的一些特质。
But we see that this little girl has touched upon
The life of Christ. 他把基督生命一些特质显明出来。
And she exemplifies attributes of the life of Christ.
我们第一点可以看到就是顺服。
And we see here that the first characteristic of her is that she is obedient.
好像我们今天早上唱的诗歌一样，信而顺服。
And just like the hymn that we sang this morning, trust and obey.
怎么说她是一个顺服的人呢？
And why do we say that she is an obedient?
因为我们要这个女子她是以色列人。
Because we see that this little girl is an Israelite.
那以色列人在旧约中，他们知道他们是神所拣选的百姓。
And we know that the Israelites also know that they are a chosen people by God.
所以他们可能觉得他们在神面前非常尊贵。
And that they are precious before the eyes of God.
但是她现在落到一个光景。
But she is in a current condition.
她被掳到一个外邦的国家里面去。
And that.Condition is that she is captive in another land.
所以这个小女子她可能有任何的理由，她可以跟神抱怨。
And this little girl might have
every reason to complain
to the Lord.
但是她没有。
But she did not.
我们看到这里，她就在这里侍奉她的主人，她的主母。
And we see here that she served her master and her mistress.
那我们相信这个小女子她是认识神的。
And we trust that this little girl trusted in the Lord.
因为我们刚才提到第一节就是说是耶和华使亚兰人得胜。
And in verse 1, we see that the Lord gave victory to the land of Aram.
其实这个得胜并不是偶然的。
And this victory is not just by chance.
所以这小女子知道虽然她被掳到了一个外邦国家但她知道这是神的环神的手所安排的。
And this little girl will also know that even though that she is captive in another land, that this is by the hand of the Lord.
所以应在我们今天的生活里面我们在生活里面很多环境可能不是我们自己想要的。
So even though currently, in this world right now, we might be in a situation that we do not want to be in.
甚至我们可能用我们头脑去想。
And we might use our own brains to try and think of possible reasons.
我的才能不错啊，我怎么今天好像没什么成就。
Then I'm pretty good, but I'm not in the best condition.
那可能想着就跟人抱怨，跟神抱怨。
But I might complain to other people, might complain to the Lord.
但弟兄姐妹，我们要记得一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, we need to remember one thing.
我们的神永远是掌管万事的神。
That the Lord is governing over all.
所以这个小女子她在这里，她就学习的顺服。
And so this little girl here is learning to be obedient to the Lord.
因为她看见说她被掳到亚兰，并不是说亚兰人多厉害。
That even though she is captive in Aram, that
并不是亚兰人多厉害。
Oh, that it doesn't mean that the Arameans are more powerful.
而是耶和华使亚兰人得胜。
But that it is the Lord who has given them victory.
所以她顺服在神的面前。
And so she is obedient before the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我记得以前我听过一个姊妹说过。
So brothers and sisters, I remember a sister told me one time.
她说她觉得说我们基督徒的生活好像最难学的就是顺服。
And she said that the hardest lesson to learn as a Christian is to be obedient.
那我也同意。
And I also agree.
因为我们都知道很多神的旨意。
And we know a lot of the doctrines of the Lord.
那我们也知道圣灵的工作。
And we know the working of the Spirit.
那有时候圣灵在我们身上工作的时候，我们好像还是有一些抗拒。
But when the Spirit works in our own lives, sometimes we are against it.
而我们抗拒有时候甚至都有很多好的理由。
And when we fight against the leading of the Spirit, sometimes we have very good reason to.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要学习顺服在神的膀臂之下。
But brothers and sisters, we need to learn to be obedient before the teachings of the Lord.
那我们从这小女子身上看出第二个特点。
And so we see in this little girl's life that there's a second characteristic.
因为她服侍她的祖母，她是非常真心的服侍。
And she is serving the mistress of the house.
那他看见他的主人乃曼得了大麻风。
And she sees that her master is afflicted with leprosy.
他心里并没有想说、哦、你是一个外邦人那就得大麻风就算了。
And she did not think that just because he is a Gentile, then, that his condition is not to be noted.
因为我们看到第三节第五章第三节那里讲到他对他的祖母说巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知。必能治好他的大麻风。
So we see in verse 3, she says, I wish that my master, that's Naaman, were to be with the prophet who is in Samaria, that he would be cured of his leprosy.
我们知道什么是先知。
And we know what a prophet is.
先知就是神做神的出口。
And the prophet is the mouthpiece of God.
神要先知讲的话会把话放在先知的口里面。
And that that God was able to use the word, the mouth of these prophets and speak through them.
所以先知奉神的名说话的时候就是神在说话。
So when prophets were speaking, that was the word of the Lord.
所以我们看这小女子她是非常忠心的服侍。
So we see that this little girl wholeheartedly served.
因为她很愿意她的主人的大麻风能够得到洁净。
And she wished that her master who had leprosy would be cleansed.
我们真的感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
她没有轻看这个外邦人。
That she did not look lightly upon these Gentiles.
因为我们相信她真的是看见是神把她安排在这里。
But she knows that it was truly the Lord that put her in this position.
那如果我们从属灵的角度来看那个大麻风
，and if we look at leprosy on a spiritual level,
我们也知道大麻风就代表了罪。
We know that leprosy represents sin.
所以我们今天也可以看见说这个小女子，她实在是以神的心为心。
And this little girl had the same heart as the Lord.
因为我们知道现在在新约里面，我们得到更多的启示。
And we know that we have many revelations here in the New Testament.
就是神不仅仅是只是要以色列人得救。
That the Lord does not only desire the Israelites to be saved.
神告诉我们说神爱世人。
But we know that God so loved the world.
神愿意人人得救。
That he desires all to be saved.
神不愿意一个人沉沦。
And that he does not want to miss one.
所以我们刚才小女子的身上好像也是好像神借着她来提醒我们说，今天我们在这地上也是应该要传福音。
And so through this little girl, the Lord is also able to remind us that we should share the gospel.
因为这小女子她多么希望，因为这里中文讲的巴不得，英文是 if only， 就她心非常的迫切。
And this little girl has a heart that she desires if only that her master would be saved.
所以她不是说哦，这是一个外邦人，她就说就算了。
And she doesn't look lightly just because her master is a Gentile.
她希望这个外邦人也能从大麻风中。得到洁净。
But she hopes that her master would be cured of this leprosy.
换句话说，她希望她这位主人也能够认识神。
And in other words, she desires her master to know the Lord.
所以我们感谢神，在这里虽然圣经上用这个小女子来讲这个来记录这个故事。
And we thank the Lord that through this little girl, that we can see in this story.
所以他虽然是小，但是呢，我们发现他在他的身上有许多基督生命的一些表现。
That even though she is little, that she can manifest and exemplify characteristics of Christ.
而且神说她是小女子。
And we see the little girl.
也是给我们很大的勉励。
And is also an encouragement to each and every one.
在这个幕后时代，我们不需要做大人物。
That in these end times, that we don't need to be someone great.
我们就在这些小事上向着神忠心。
And that in these small things that we need to be obedient to the Lord.
我们就可以叫神心满意足。
And that we can bring joy to his heart.
我们为这感谢神。
So we praise the Lord through this.
另外我觉得说在这个小这个上面呢也事实上也是我们一个蒙福的秘诀。
And this is being little is also a secret of being blessed.
因为我们如果认识到我们的神。
Because if we come to know the Lord,
我们讲的是真正认识神。
To truly know him.
那我们知道我们神是非常伟大的。
And we know that our God is great.
所以如果我们真认识他我们知道他是伟大的。
And if we come to truly know how great he is,
我们不可能觉得我们自己还是有什么不得了。
We cannot think of ourselves as anything great.
事实上我们就是在神面前是小的。
But that we can come to know that we ourselves are very small.
但我们看见我们自己是微小的。
And we are very small.
那我们在神面前就蒙福了。
And when we see ourselves as small, then we are blessed.
因为我们就可以来信靠神。
Because then we can learn to trust in him.
因为我们知道靠着我们自己不可能成就什么大事。
Because by ourselves, we know that we can accomplish nothing.
所以我们应该常常把我们的所有的事情都带到神面前。
So we should learn to bring everything before him.
所以告诉神说，主啊，我自己不可能把这事做好。
And we should say, Lord, I cannot do this thing correctly.
好，我必须来依靠你。
But that I need to learn to trust in you.
真正的依靠神。
And truly trust in you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，我们再往下看。
And let's continue to read on.
所以这时候我们就看见说，乃曼呢，他就先跟他的国王报告一下。
And so following, we know that Naaman first then goes, talks to his king.
征求他的这个允许。
And to receive an order from his king.
那这亚兰王呢，他也不说，他写了一封信。
And this king of Aram said that he has written a letter.
然后他就将这封信请乃曼带到以色列国给以色列王。
And this letter is to be brought to the king of Israel.
我们现在来读一章第五章第七节。
And let's read chapter 5 verse 7.
好，我们就读前面这一段。
And we'll read the first section.
以色列王看了信，就撕裂衣服，说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？”
When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive?"
第二节我们看见说，这里以色列王看到这封信。
And we see here that the king of Israel has read this letter.
他一个反应。
And he has a response.
他是说了一句。算是真理的话。
And this is a response of that is very true.
因为他说我岂是神，因为他发现是只有神能使人活，能使人死。
And he says here, am I God? Because he knows that only God is the one who is able to kill and to make alive.
但我们接着读下去，我们发现说这也是我们今天叹息的地方。叹息
And this is, and as we read on following, it's a reason to cause us to sigh.
因为我们知道在这个所罗门王之后呢，以色列这个国就分为两个国家。
Because we know that after King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was split in two.
那北边的这个国家呢，仍然叫做以色列国。
And the northern kingdom was called Israel.
那南边这个国家呢，叫犹大国。
And the southern kingdom was called Judah.
那我们读圣经上列王记上下，我们知道。
And as we read the book of Kings, we see.
在北国这以色列国呢，没有一个君王是遵行耶和华律法的吧。
And that we know that the kings of Israel, there was none that followed after the Lord.
那我们看见这里，北国以色列王的确，他就说了这句话，他说：“我岂是神，能使人死，使人活呢？”
And we see that the king of Israel, he said this thing, and he said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive?"
所以我们注意到这个以色列王他知道神有能力。
And we see here that the king of Israel understands that God has the power.
但是我们叹息的这一点就是说他却没有来到神面前来依靠神。
But what he lacks is that he lacks coming before the Lord to submit before him.
所以这对我们弟兄姐妹我们自己也是个提醒。
And so this is also a reminder, brothers and sisters.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹我们信神。
I trust that we are all trusting in the Lord.
我们也知道神是极伟大的神。
And we know that He is great.
神也是极有能力的神。
And He is one who is all powerful.
但是我们必须被提醒，我们是否只是在知识上知道他是有能力的？
But we need to be reminded, do we only understand this on a conceptual level?
但在我们每天的生活里面，我们却没有想要说来依靠神。
That in our daily lives, are we willing to submit before Him?
所以这以色列王虽然是让我们看见一个反面的例子。
And so this king of Israel shows us an opposite picture.
但是神也借这个君王来提醒我们。
But that through this king that he is able to remind us.
我们不要说只知道神是有能力的神。
And we should not only know that the Lord is one who is powerful.
我们却不来依靠他。
And that we need to come to rely upon him.
但是这个以色列王当然他没有来依靠神。
And we see that the king of Israel did not rely upon the Lord.
所以他的想法只是说，哦，你看看这亚兰王可能又要来打我们了。
And he sees potentially that the king of Aram is probably just coming to attack us again.
那我们再往下看。
And following, we continue to read.
那接下来我想弟兄姐妹对下一段的故事也非常熟悉了。
And I trust the following part of this story, brothers and sisters are very familiar with.
那先知以利沙说，没问题，你把叫亚曼来我这边。
And that the prophet Elisha called Naaman to him.
那结果乃曼也很礼貌，就来到以利沙住的地方。
And Naaman also came to the place where Elisha lived.
那以利沙呢？他并没有亲自来出来迎接乃曼。
And Elisha did not personally come out to greet Naaman.
他打发一个使者来告诉乃曼。
But he sent a messenger out to speak to him.
他说：“你就到这个约旦河里面哈，去沐浴，就是洗身子哈，洗七次。”
And he sent this messenger to tell him to go and wash in the Jordan, the river Jordan, seven times.
那你的大麻风就可以得到洁净。
And your flesh will be restored, from this leprosy.
那我们这时候看见乃曼呢，他对这句话的反应呢，也是我们会犯的错误。
And we see that the response that Naaman had is something that we often, commit ourselves.
就是我们心里面有一个成见。
And that we have, this
prejudice. 我们来看一下提摩太前书五章二十一节。
And let's read, First Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
在那里神借着保罗提醒提摩太说。
And, the Lord was able to use, Paul to remind, Timothy.
要遵守这些话不可存成见。
To maintain these principles without bias or prejudice.
因为我们在读乃曼故事我们发现乃曼他是心中有一个成见。
And we see that in the heart of Naaman that he has this prejudice.
因为他说很清楚，他说我以为说以利沙要出来。
He thought that Elisha would come to stand before him.
而且他说的非常好，他说要奉耶和华的名。
And he said to call on the name of the Lord.
伸手在我这个大麻风身上，按手在我这个大麻风上面。
And wave his hand over the site and cure the leprosy.
然后可以治疗，把这个大麻风治疗好。
So that I would recover from this leper.
结果。这是他的成见。
And this was his thought.
他想说应该是这样来才把我大麻风才得治好。
And this is how he thought he would be cured.
就没想到以利沙只是派一个使者跟他说去洗澡洗七次。
But Elisha only sent a messenger to tell him to go wash and bathe in the river 7 times.
所以乃曼呢, 他就 非常 生气了。
So Naaman was furious.
这是他的成见。
And this was his experience.
因为他, 成见, prejudice.
Prejudice.
因为他就以为说, 这个方法是要这样做,
he thought that there was only one way to be cured of his leprosy.
这也是我们常常犯的错误。
And this is something that we often fall short.
我们来到神面前, 我们想说神用我们的方法, 来解决我们的问题。
We often think that God should use the way that I think is right in order to solve my problem.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们来到神面前。
So brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord,
啊, 不要存着任何的成见。
Let's not have any sort of prejudice.
我们要容让神借着圣灵在我们身上来工作。
That we need to let the Lord and the Holy Spirit to work in our lives.
所以乃曼犯的这个错误, 这个成见呢, 也是我们常常犯的。
And this prejudice that Naaman has is something that we often commit ourselves.
而且我们刚才看见说乃曼犯这个成见好像看起来还是好的成见。
And we see that this prejudice that he has is one that is actually very good.
他以为说对啊是要奉耶和华的命，哎，这也不能说错。
And because he thought that Elisha would call on the name of the Lord, and that is something that is very good.
但是我们发现说神并没有用这个方式来治疗他。
But we see that the Lord is not using this way to cure him.
神感动以利沙的就是很简单，就是说要去约旦河里面洗七次。
And the Lord was able to use Elisha to tell him just to wash and bathe in the river 7 times.
所以在我们看见说这里，我们不应该有成见，那反过来说就是我们应该顺服神在我们身上的带领。
So this reminds us that we shouldn't have any prejudice, that we should submit ourselves and obey the Lord.
所以感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
乃曼虽然有这样一个成见,
that even though that Naaman had this prejudice,
但是他好像还是愿意听劝告,
but that he was willing to hear and submit.
因为我们看见说在这个后来的记载里面呢, 发现乃曼另外有一个仆人来对他说话了。
And we see following on in the following verses that his personal servant came and spoke to him.
因为第13节那里有讲到说, 这个仆人对他说, 我父啊, 先知若吩咐你做一件大事, 你岂不做吗? 何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢?
And in verse 13, then his servant approached and spoke to him, saying, my father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?
我们现在是好像在一个局外人来看这个故事。
And this is us observing the story as an observer.
那我们也觉得说, 洗澡洗七次很简单嘛, 为什么不做?
And we might look at the story and say, it's very easy and simple to wash yourself 7 times.
但我们看见乃曼,
but we see Naaman has a prejudice and he does not do this very simple thing.
结果他非常生气, 想要说算了,
and that he was furious and he decided to return back to the land of Aram. But the Lord used this servant to speak to him.
在这里我们发现说神在这一点上也是很称赞乃曼。
And we see that he has
praise
for this man Naaman.
因为我们发现乃曼听了他仆人的话之后就听进去了。
And we see that when Naaman listens to a servant, he hears what the servant is saying.
这一点我觉得有点也对我们而言也是非常吃惊的。
And this is something that might confuse me, surprises me.
因为有时候我们看到人世间的事情，发现我们劝一位弟兄或姊妹好像很难劝。
And when we speak and we tell a brother and sister something, it might be very hard to tell them.
因为我们觉得说事情其实很简单，我们这样劝他。
And we think that this is something that is very simple, and we rebuke them.
但是他们却不听。
But they might not listen.
但我们感谢神，乃曼在这里，他虽然在气头上，可是他听了。
But we praise the Lord that even though Naaman was in his anger, that he listened.
所以说明说他在他的心里面，他还是有一些柔软。
And which is to say that in his heart it was softened.
所以他好像马上就醒悟过来了。
And that he immediately turned around.
他说哦，是啊，这个洗在河里面洗七次，好巧简单事，我何必为这事情发怒呢？
That this simple act of washing myself 7 times is so simple.
所以感谢神。
And so we praise the Lord.
所以我们在这个故事里面看见有好多的人物。
That through this story we see many different characters.
那也在我们日常生活中也会发生这些事情。
And that through our own lives that these are experiences that we might encounter.
所以我们再来复习一下，我们看见说我们第一个要学习就是要顺服的心。
So let's review a little. And the first is that we must have a heart that is obedient to the Lord.
我们要看见说万事都出于神。
That all things are in His control.
我们在神来到神面前来顺服神的带领。
That when we come before His presence, that we should be obedient to His leading.
那我们在这个小女子身上也看见说，我们是应该做神福音的使者。
And that through this little girl, that we should be to reach out with the gospel.
啊，我们如果有机会的时候，我们应当和我们周遭的未认识主的人，我们分享我们的福音。
And that when we meet others, that we should share the gospel willingly.
我们看到这个小女子身上，我们看见。不是说要讲什么大的道理。
And we see that in this little girl's life that we might not need to have great points.
因为这小女子她很简单，她就是告诉她的祖母说，我好愿意我的主人能够去见撒玛利亚的先知。
Or great teachings, but through this little girl we see that all she desired was that her master would go meet the prophet.
我们相信这小女子的祖母，她看见这小女子的心非常的热切。
And we see that this mistress might have seen the heart of this little girl, that it was very genuine.
非常真诚的心。
And that it was a pure heart.
那我们这样就可以跟我们周遭人分享福音。
And so, just like this little girl, we can share the gospel in this manner.
这对我们是一个很大的鼓励。
And this is a great encouragement to us.
那我们看见乃曼身上他从错误中的学习呢，也可以给我们一些帮助。
And in the life of Naaman, through his mistakes, we can also be helped.
那我们也看见神也把他的仆人来劝他，我们看见说，哦，我们平常在我们生活里面，也许神借着一些弟兄姐妹来劝我们，我们应当来也要听劝。
And that the Lord was able to use the servant of Naaman to speak to him, and that just like in our own lives, the Lord might use other brothers and sisters to speak to us.
所以我们感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
所以在乃曼的故事里面，我们看了这么多人物，我们都发现都是神的作为。
That in the story of Naaman, that the Lord is able to use all these different people.
所以我们来到神面前，我们真的是来，像圣经上讲的说，神的话里面讲的说，他在寻找那个在灵里面和在真实里面敬拜他的人。
That through the Spirit and through His truth, that the Lord is seeking those for Himself.
所以我们很真诚的来到神的面前。
So with a whole heart, we come before Him.
不带着我们自己的想法。
And we don't bring our own thoughts.
不带我们自己对圣经一些既有的一些看法。
And that we don't bring our own prejudices of the word.
而是真是来到神面前，让神来开通我们。
But that we may come before Him, that the Lord might be the one who is opening us up.
让神来教导我们。
And that He is the one who is teaching us.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是的，你的话安定在天。
And yes, your word is truly speaking to us.
我们感谢你。
And so we thank you.
你的话有何等的宝贵。
And Lord, we know that your word is precious.
主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们可以来到你的面前。
And we thank you that we can come before your presence.
因为我们都是靠着你的宝血得到洁净的。
That we are truly cleansed by your blood.
主啊，我们不仅不轻看你的血。
And may we not look lightly upon this blood.
我们也看见主啊，你真是愿意来制作你的教会。
But may we truly see that you are the one who is building up your church.
让你的教会能够早日的成为美丽的心腹。
So that your church might be built up into this beautiful bride.
主啊，在你还没有回来之前。
And while you have yet to return.
你留我们在这世上。
That you have let us stay here on this earth.
我们在世上，我们周围发生很多的事情。
And that there are so many experiences that we might encounter.
主啊，愿你的圣灵开启我们。
The Lord, may your spirit truly lead us.
让我们看见这都是你的作为。
So that we can see that this is all according to your leading.
我们一同来学习顺服在你的底下。
And that we can learn to submit ourselves and be obedient under you.
我们再次来学习高举你的名。
And that we can learn to lift up your name.
我们也来这次来看见主啊，我们应当来遵从你。
And that we can learn to truly lift you up.
我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
谢谢主早晨与我们同在。
Thank you that you're here with us this morning.
是的，愿所有的荣耀再来归给你。
We give you all of the glory.
听我们这样祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.